is Ed Kieser. He'll be along in 5 minutes with details on the weather. First, AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A Champaign County board member says a consulting firm has a proven track record, and he's excited about the prospect of hiring them to review the finances of the county's nursing home. Alan Nudo also sits on the Nursing Home Board of Directors, which will discuss the contract with Management Performance Associates this morning. The contract would be for $160,000 a year for 3 years. If the Nursing Home Board and the County Board approve the consultant, MPA would review a number of financial concerns, including a high number of Medicaid patients compared to those on Medicare. Nudo says the need to bring in more private-pay residents at the home compares to what a hospital would go through.
There are a certain amount of patients coming in the front door that have health insurance that pay the full load, and that amount of revenue that comes in allows the hospital in its mission to take care of people coming in the side door in the emergency room. So the old adage of no margin, no mission really applies here.
A second person who serves on both the county board and the nursing home committee, Jan Anderson, says she's generally favoring the consultant, but she's opposed to a contract provision that would allow nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger to become an employee of MPA rather than the county. Anderson says that would mean his salary could be changed without notice. Champaign County's Nursing Home Board of Directors is meeting at the Brookins Administrative Center at this hour. If the consultant contract is approved, it would go before the county board next week. Two women on Democratic ballots for Illinois House races say they did not receive a memo from the House Speaker directing Democrats on talking about the impeachment proceedings against Governor Rod Blagojevich. But one, Lori DeYoung of the 5th in the 104th District House race, says she wasn't surprised about the concerns the memo lays out. The note from House Speaker and State Democratic Chairman Michael Madigan was aimed at candidates. It urges them to call for the House to investigate impeachment. It also suggests that candidates not address Madigan's involvement, but DeYoung says she would be upfront about her views on the subject.
That's really not a strategy that I would employ. I believe that over the last 20 years, people have come to see me as a person that they could trust and depend on, and I'm not going to change that now by misleading people.
DeYoung says she's not going to jump on any impeachment bandwagon until she gives more consideration to what she calls a serious matter. 103rd District Representative Naomi Jacobson also says she read about the memo from other sources. She says she's not actively pushing for impeachment, but says her constituents frequently offer criticisms of the governor. Some of the most highly contested elections going on in Illinois are now a bit less competitive. That's because the State Board of Elections has ruled some Green Party candidates cannot be on the November ballot, including Troy Dennis, the candidate in the 17th district now held by Democrat Phil Hare. Tony Arnold has more.
Three of the Green candidates were in congressional races from Chicago's suburbs, races the national parties from all sides have been closely watching as the incumbents are in danger of losing their seat. Phil Huckleberry is an official with the Illinois Green Party.
The whole thing is so bizarre. It's more bizarre than it is unfair. It's just so hard to make sense of.
Huckleberry insists the Green Party went by the rules. The objections are different for each candidate, but they center around the complaint that the party didn't follow the state nominating rules after the primary. Huckleberry says it's now up to the individual candidates to appeal the decision, but that will be expensive, and the party doesn't have a lot of resources to help them. A spokesperson for the Illinois Democratic Party says everybody abides by the same rules, and the Green Party should be no exception. I'm Tony Arnold.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting 27 cases of salmonella, it says is most likely due to eating contaminated tomatoes. Public Health spokeswoman Melanie Arnold says 5 people have been hospitalized, and she adds the number of infections is expected to grow. Last week, federal officials announced a 17-state salmonella outbreak was connected to 3 types of raw tomatoes, red plum, red Roma, and round red. As a result, thousands of restaurants, groceries, and food retailers have pulled tomatoes from their shelves and their menu items. In East Central Illinois, those salmonella concerns have done the same with some local restaurants. Pedro Lopez is a manager at Urbanos Dos Reales. He says the restaurant is still serving salsa because his salsa supplier says their tomatoes are fine. But Lopez is not putting tomatoes in their other food. He says most customers, though, haven't even noticed.
The customer, they don't have any reaction. The people still eating like normal.
The FDA has determined that tomatoes from California and Florida are fine, but they still don't know where the contaminated tomatoes are coming from. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 in the morning, and AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. And good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we had some rather rough weather in parts of the Midwest, up in the Iowa area. Rather devastating incident with a tornado and a scout retreat. And
that always made me nervous, camping as a scout. The big storms just... But then you think usually that doesn't happen, but boy, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, it was. And also in Kansas, a big tornado, I guess, and two people dead there after that. Luckily here we haven't had a lot of that kind of activity, although, as you noted earlier this morning, and I've heard you say before, we have had some fatalities due to water.
Yeah.